night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do ourselves a little asshole roll call.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it, I'm surrounded by assholes.
The master of ceremonies, Treacher.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead, you totally fucked me there.
Resident Shitbag, Murphy.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The Deep Thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man! I swear, you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
And finally, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Decap.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
How you feeling there, Mac?
Good enough! You fuck your mother!
Can't believe you came on my mom.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
Whoa, wait. Hold on a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's Spankwagon Radio. Well, we all have to say a big happy birthday to Chief today because he does turn 30. And in honor of his birthday, his 30th birthday, we are going to play a song that, rumor has it, the band he absolutely adores and wishes to be. So ladies and gentlemen, let's play the Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass Band introduction.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from nearby ghetto in Las Vegas, Nevada, it is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. Tonight, we're lucky enough not to have Murphy. Rumor has it we're going to have a big black man in the studio again. Don't forget, you can play along with us live. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, and join us in the chat room. Plus, the phone lines will be open. You can give us a call. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for the greatest internet radio show ever! Let's get ready for Spankwagon.
Aw, dude, you turned it down.
Yeah, I know.
That was awesome. That was rocking, man.
Yeah, you know what? That used to be our old theme.
I threw the horns for that.
Yikes. Oh, I'm sorry. Talk.
I think it's four. Nope.
No.
Ah,
oh,
you're
there
five.
She is.
Okay.
What? Every week
you change. You're four. You're five. Change it to the other plug. Just go ahead and move. Don't electrocute yourself. It's very, very dangerous. And you have like 5 feet of hair, so that'd be all like scraping the ceiling. And who knows?
That's what goes down the drain every morning.
Ew. You good?
Am I?
Hey, you're on four now. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, 6 o'clock here in Vegas. Look at a clock in your own house to figure out where you're at and what time zone you're in. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
And by the way, happy birthday.
Well,
I'll say that
you.
Right now. I'm not a fan of birthdays. I hate them myself. But I think, you know, when you turn 30, there's something you have to at least acknowledge about your birthday.
That's true.
So let me ask you this question. Right. And this is one of those questions that I always wonder. Do you ever look at yourself and wonder, hey, you know, I don't look like what I expect an adult to look like?
Oh, yeah.
You ever look at yourself and go, you know, I still look like I think I do in high school or think I did in high school?
Actually, when I woke up this morning, I actually was amazed that I looked probably better than I thought I would look at 30. But, yeah, my mental conception is that, I don't know, sometimes I still have that high school mentality where I look in the mirror and I'm like, holy shit, I'm bald.
But you're sort of bald by choice.
Yeah, that's true, but yeah, it was starting to thin over a series of years.
You have no voice on that, honey.
Oh, yeah.
good point. You know, basically, I look at myself and I'm, you know, because I'm coming up to 30 as well, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I look a hell of a lot better than I thought I would, because I remember when 30 was so fucking old.
I'm so fucking old. You can't trust me anymore because I'm 30.
Yeah, you're 30. I mean, there's a whole generation now between you and everyone else.
That's right.
Well, not everyone else.
I am the old man.
Yes. All right, so here's how we're going
to... I can't go to concerts anymore.
Yes, you can.
Not like, no.
Not trendy ones.
Yeah, I'll be the dirty old guy in the back of the concert venue.
Oh, yeah, good point. That's a sad thing. Well,
yeah.
That means that all the music you miss out now, you have to wait till they go on the state fair route.
Yeah.
You know where?
Yeah, I say fuck it. I'll be the dirty old guy in the back of the room.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm gonna be the one like peddling like the illegal
be the,
shit to
wait,
all the
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have to be the one that buys the beer.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, they still card you anyway, so.
Yeah, they do.
See, that's
which
a good
is
sign.
Good.
That's a great sign. See, it's like I had to ask my wife today. I went out and bought a new pair of shoes. Bought another pair of Chucks. Love my Chucks. And then I kind of sat and I thought about it. I'm like, you know, I am getting to be almost 30. Should I be wearing these shoes anymore? These are kind of like high schooler shoes. I've been wearing these since I was 15, 13, whatever. Should I continue wearing these shoes?
I'd say yes.
See, that's what she said. She said yes because you like the shoes and they look good on you. You know, they're what you wear.
Well, 30 these days, I don't think is really... I mean, it's not conceived as being that old anymore.
Right.
I mean, people nowadays, it's like, well, 40, you know, you still got plenty of time. You know?
Yeah.
It's only when you get 50 and 60, people are like, oh, crap.
But even then, there's some 50 and 60-year-olds, you're like, oh, you're
Well, like
50.
My dad, he's like 70, and he still takes chainsaws up into trees and like starts cutting limbs down. I'm just like, holy crap. Yeah, he does.
It's true.
Wow. Yeah.
70 years old.
I mean, I know your dad did some crazy things.
Oh, it's all drug-induced.
You know, funny you mention that. There was a study that was released this past week talking about how drug use amongst kids
is
going
down.
It was like 11% last time they took the test, last year or 5 years ago, whenever. This year, it's like 9%.
Yeah.
But the drug use of old farts is going up. It's actually getting more.
Between 50 and like 65, like drug use has gone up by like 7% or something.
Exactly. Baby boomers are becoming drug addicts.
Dude.
Again.
All right. Again, I see everybody in the listening live, so we want to thank you, everybody who's listening live, and we want to say thank you to everybody
we love you.
Yes, Chief loves you. Chief wants to lick you.
Love you long time.
Happy endings.
Yeah.
Here's what we need, everybody who's listening live. We want some participation, especially with the lame game we're playing today. Anytime someone in the chat room says happy birthday and I catch it, I'm going to go ahead and play some music off of Chief's favorite band, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
You're going to get us kicked off internet radio.
Dude, we've been close before. We'll find that line and we'll finally cross it. And when we do, we'll know not to do it twice. With the
it's
same
true.
People.
Yeah.
So anytime someone wants to give birthday wishes or request to hear Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass,
awesome.
We absolutely will be playing it, whether you like it or not.
Wow.
So, yes.
Where did you find that?
I have this stuff. I love this stuff. Okay, look.
Have you been hanging out in Northtown?
No. Okay, here's the thing. I listened to a bunch of this. Claude has this stuff. This is like rated from Claude's music pile. But when it used to be the old Spankwagon intro, this was it. This was the old Spankwagon intro. And we did a voiceover and coming to you live and all the lame jokes. He comes from Hollywood, California. He has sideburns like Elvis.
That's
but
awesome.
He ain't wearing any blue suede shoes. It's Claude Balls. And we do the whole intro. My intro was, he comes from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Here's Trencher. So,
wow.
I mean, that was theme music. That
you
was
guys
our
have come
theme
a long
music.
Way.
Yes, we have. I don't know how far. I want to keep taking it further. I feel that internet radio, once we figure out how to unlock the fact that we want people to just randomly find us and then fall in love with us, that's what we're looking for.
That's
listeners.
Where some of my best sites have come off of. Just randomly finding things.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. With a name like Spankwagon, I'm pretty sure it's going to pique an interest somewhere. So tonight we don't have any Murphy. I got an email from him earlier this week. Stating that his day job, doing computer work, they're calling him in tonight at 7 o'clock to do computer work until whenever he gets done. And then they're going to call him back in at 8 a.m. to undo what he did. That's exactly how it's going to turn
out. That's
kind
of funny.
It is.
Wow.
I'm actually going to miss the abuse.
You know, and it's going to be weird. Now, I know that Decaf will be in the studio a little later. So we all know that he doesn't come in until about after the first break. But Decaf will be here, so it won't be us three boring the fuck out of people.
That's true.
Yeehaw.
See?
Yeah, yeehaw.
So I hear you got really, really pissed off after the show last week.
Oh, God. After the show last week.
Now, you went to what last week after
the
show?
It was First Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of cities have this. It's one of those arts, entertaining, kind of Burning Man, but not so drug-induced festivals that they have downtown. You know, a lot of cities have them. And what's up, you know, Heather and I, we went, and we hung around, met some people. I don't know if we had anything to drink or not, but
no.
Yeah, so we had fun. You know, we looked at the art, we looked at the performers, we looked at people who light themselves on fire. I mean, it's...
Wow.
It happens.
Sounds like a really randy social gathering.
And, the precursor to this is we've noticed that at First Friday there was plenty of emo kids.
Of course.
No,
you know what? But, I'm even going to be nice today.
And not play the song.
I'm not going to play the song.
No, but they move in packs of like 15 to 20.
How can you be an emo loser? Oh, my life is horrible. Look at all my friends.
They all look the same,
because
for one.
They can't see each other.
Like,
the hair.
Yeah. A friend of mine actually said that their hairstyle is kind of like a reverse mullet. You like kind of pick the hair up, turn it around, and that's emo hairstyle.
You know, I always wondered how come more emo kids weren't into, like, the Misfits. Because, you know, the Misfits had, you know...
Yeah, they had the hair.
The one dude had the thing hair in his front.
I blame anime. I blame Japanese animation for these fucking hairstyles.
Go into detail.
All right, well, you know, you watch Dragon Ball Z and you watch, like, all these...
Anybody who watches Dragon Ball Z, all you get is... I'm going to fight you! I'm going to fight you back! And that's pretty much 30 minutes of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but the hair is still pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's all spiky and floppy.
Hey.
And, you know,
and next, on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So anyways, I noticed that there's a lot of emo kids around.
Okay.
And, you know, I really don't have anything against emo kids. You know, I always thought the goth was a little cooler.
Goth is way cooler.
I mean, goth had true angst.
Only problem with goth, though, is that goth was really honest to God for ugly people.
Well, black. I wore black all the time in high school.
I
was goth.
I was too. I was the trench coat kid.
Exactly.
With the black,
I'm glad we had those before fucking Columbine, or
thank
else they would have kicked our asses out.
Oh, thank you. I miss wearing trench coats.
Yes.
I'm still, I guess, not makeup wearing goth, because those kids just kind of like annoyed me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, woe is me. Let me draw attention to myself by painting myself.
Yeah. I just wore a lot of leather.
When
personally.
They asked to borrow my lipstick, it was always a fine moment.
What color was your lipstick?
Well, in high school, silver.
Silver, nice.
Yes.
Yeah. But I was the only turquoise girl in the goth group.
You had chrome lips.
They still are.
Whoa!
Okay. Woo! But, you know, they're roving around in packs of, like, 15 to 20 people. I'm like, oh, my God, you know. And when they came across each other, like, two packs would, like, kind of cross paths. And they kind of, like, as a group, kind of rotate around each other.
Wait, was it like West Side Story?
Except without the singing and dancing. Actually, I think there was singing
probably
and dancing.
Probably thankful without the singing and dancing.
So, at the end, you know, after watching all the emo kids and kind of having a little chuckle, we go back to my truck.
Okay.
And lo and behold, some bastard had part. I really wish I had kind of written down the driver's light, the plate numbers, because I'd say them on air. I would say if anybody out there saw these numbers, to just do something to this car. This car had parked right up against my bumper, touching my bumper.
Aww.
Thus, letting it for me, possible for me to get out.
So basically, you couldn't get out of the park. What about the car in front of you?
Well, the car in front of me actually had given me, you know, enough room. They gave me a good, like, 6 inches, foot of room, so that if the car behind me had given me a little bit of room,
you would have been,
you know,
able to get out.
I would have been able to get out. Well, here's the thing. The space behind me, not only was it a red zone, but it was a fucking driveway.
So, in other words, they blocked people, they blocked you, so they were being a major
inconvenience. They were being pricks.
Nice.
Like, the worst kind of pricks, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, this car wasn't even anything special. It was like a four-door
Toyota,
yeah, Toyota coupe or something, yeah?
Coupe, oh my God.
So, I see this car, and I try to push it with my truck. I didn't have enough, we got a call.
I bet that's Murphy.
Yeah, probably. Uh-oh.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
What up, bitches?
Told you so.
There he is.
How's it going, Murph?
Fucking sucks monkey nuts is what it.
Are you working right now?
Are you sucking monkey nuts?
I'm actually getting ready to head over. It's not even all that long of what I got to do. Did you tell everyone what I got to do tonight?
Well, basically undo everything so you can go in the next morning and do it all back again.
Yeah, I have to unhook 6 computers, put them on top of desks so people can come in tonight, change out the carpet, and then go back tomorrow morning 8 a.m. and plug them all back in.
So after you get this done, you're coming back out over, right?
Hell yeah, dude. As soon as I get done, I'm going to try and make it.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
So
see, that's turnabout. That's turnabout for him. So
yeah, that's good.
He's going to be so pissed off when he calls back.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
All
so
right.
Anyway, so
hey, by the way, real quick, just want to remind everybody, since it is Chief's 30th birthday today, we are doing a request songs. All you have to do is tell me to play some Herb Alpert in the chat room or give us a call at 1-866-587-6257, and we will play some Herb Alpert music that Chief strives for.
I do. Right. I love it. So this prick had parked behind me.
Okay.
So I try everything that I thought that I could do legally. I even called fucking Metro. I called Metro, and I'm talking to the police. I'm like, okay, what are my options here? And there's like, okay, well, I'll send you to a towing company. Uh-huh. Talk to the tow company. It was going to be 3 hours before those motherfuckers got out there and moved this car.
So not even a
not even
amount
the
of time.
Fucking police, man.
Even though there was a towing facility down
like,
the street.
Right down the street.
What was it? Action Towing? Because I think what they do is they have like specific tow companies they go with in certain areas.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting...
Wait. We have a birthday request.
Oh. Really?
Well, they said happy birthday close enough for me. And, of course, Chief's favorite band.
Yes.
Tijuana Brass. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
So, I'm in Northtown. And, you know, these fucking cars behind me.
Yeah, these fucking cars behind
me. I
you.
Didn't like it, man. It made me very angry.
No, I understand, man.
And, Matt, I want to throw oranges at it. And it fucking sucked, man. So, I'm getting more and more rage just building. That's kind of funny.
Sorry.
Yeah. More and more rage is building up. And my poor fiance is like watching this happen. And I don't know. Nobody knows this, but like I'm not an angry person. I don't think anybody's ever seen me like truly like rage out before.
I've never seen you rage out.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you actually grow hair when you're mad?
Maybe.
Fro.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool, actually. So I'm getting more and more pissed off. Like I have weapons in the back of the
your
truck.
Your story sucks. So what you basically did is...
Okay, what I basically did is after all this, the car in front of me, the drivers finally came by, they pulled away, and I let the air out of the offending car's tires.
Sorry. Just playing the horns,
yes.
That's all. Okay. So you let the air,
let the
so
air
you
out of
let
the
air tires. So the
but
car,
what I wanted to do, I wanted to smash the car in. I wanted to slash the tires. I wanted to wait there for these people to come by so I could like beat them down.
Why be that mad? What's the purpose of being that mad?
Thank you. I
agree with you. Maybe it was just an off night.
It could have been.
I
very
raged
well could have been. I just think it's very interesting that you actually got that mad over a parking spot. But you did tell me after, because we've already talked. Magic of Radio, first time for you, second time for me. How long were you waiting there?
About an hour, hour and a
half. See, that was what would piss me off. I would have been done the tires or kicking and screaming before then. You lift weights. Don't you know some people that can like tip the car out
of
your way?
Some friends of mine. I was trying to. But
you were trying. You're like, ah, Hulk it.
Unfortunately, I still have. I still haven't reached that lifting a ton part of lifting weights.
You're close, though, I bet.
I'm close. Yeah. I'm only about half a ton, maybe.
A ton, eh?
Well, maybe, yeah, it was around there. So, yeah, it was just bad. I mean, I really raged out.
Wow.
And I haven't even been taking any like steroids or anything.
Yet. Okay.
I mean, maybe I should start because then maybe
I'd have
a reason for my anger.
It may help. All right. So right now you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Murphy's so pissed as he quit the chat. So.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well. He'll get over it. We got a lot of stuff we want to go over. Of course, we have the round table, which we'll open up a little later this evening.
I think Digital Diva wants Herb Alpert through the whole show.
Let's see. Digital Diva. Oh, this is after another one came in.
Yes.
Well, okay, so we had Digital Diva's Herb Alpert request, and we had Akari, so we better play Akari's Herb Alpert request.
How much Herb Alpert do you have?
Way more than I'd remember. Yes, this is music dedicated to Chief as he turns 30. A And this music becomes more and more his life.
If I was listening to this when that car had parked behind me, I probably wouldn't have been angry.
You'd been like,
I would want to try.
I'm hungry.
I would cry everywhere. Either that or start dancing.
That's the problem with this. It's catchy. It's really catchy.
This is kind of like those road trip music.
All right, so we'll leave that going in the background for a little bit. All right, so yeah, you had that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm
ashamed.
See,
you came in. What's really annoying is you came in the studio. Oh, you wouldn't believe what happened to us last week. And I'm remembering, like, first off, you were wearing the Super Schoolgirl outfit, and you were all muscle teed out. And I'm like, someone did something to them. I'm like thinking, like, someone groped you, or someone tried to pick a fight with you, or I say you as if they know I'm pointing at home. With Red here, or with Chief and trying to pick a fight. But no, you're like, they blocked me into my parking spot.
Hey. I know. It's kind of embarrassing. I am ashamed of getting so upset over that.
Well, you should.
But I still think it was pretty cool I let the air out of their tires.
So, you know, and the funny thing is I am the person who always gets mad.
Yeah.
I get angry a lot. I get angry when people screw up simple things.
When you get angry, it's actually kind of funny.
It is. Okay. Everybody laughs. I'm the one turning beet red, ready to throw down or throw chairs or make someone feel like a complete moron. So what I did, I told you guys earlier, and I'm not going to repeat this story just for sake, but I get mad when I go to sandwich places.
This is great.
But I'm going to tell you about this time I was at a Porta Subs.
Okay.
I was at a Porta Subs with a friend.
Is it always a sub place?
No. You know? Maybe I need to know where not to go. I was at a Porta Subs with my friend Jose Velado, and we were getting lunch. And he goes up, and he starts ordering, and the lady behind the counter goes to me and says, you know, you need to smile, because if you don't smile, you're not getting a sandwich. And at that point, you know, almost. At that point, I was like, well, I guess I won't be enjoying your sandwich then. Bye. And I just stormed right out. I just didn't give any inflection of anything other than I really hate you now.
Wow.
And then I walked out. Well, of course, Jose was like, dude, that was fucking embarrassing. Why'd you do that? And I go, easy. People don't tell me what to do. You know, you just don't tell me what. You need to smile. You ain't eating. Fine. I ain't eating your shit, cunt. Bye.
Ooh.
You know.
See? He gets angry.
Oh, I get
I'm
livid.
Not allowed to
I get
angry.
Livid.
Okay,
well, we're different people.
You're not angry type.
You can physically harm
Period.
Someone. I can't. You're huge.
I really wanted to physically harm somebody
you
too.
Let's
do Zen.
Yeah, let's compare.
I lost my Zen that night.
Yes, you did. You're huge though. I mean, okay. Best way to tell if someone actually lifts a lot: compare wrists. Your wrists are huge. My wrists are dainty little white cracker boy. Okay? Take a note. You get mad, it's like, ah! And you get to fucking...
Justin, smash!
You will beat the shit out of someone. Me, I get mad, I'm like... and that's it.
No, but
that's
see,
as far as it's going.
See, you strike me as the kind of person, if you got angry enough, you'd like hit something with your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot more damage than I could do.
And I've done that.
Three tons of steel and a gas tank later.
You know, I'll smash things when I get angry. Because I don't want to hit a person. I really don't. If I can ever avoid hitting a person, I'm going to avoid it. But God damn it, if a clock radio is sitting next to me, it is victim number one.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
You know?
I want to hear from listeners.
Yeah, actually.
Somebody call in and tell us about your most angry fucking moment.
We know the listeners are out there. Give us a call. The line is live, 1-866-587-6257.
I want to hear about rage.
We want to hear your rage. We also want to hear your birthday requests to wish Chief here a happy 30th birthday. So we want to hear those calls come in. What about you, Red? You have
she cries.
Okay, first
I
off,
cry, yeah.
You're a redhead.
Yeah.
Every single redhead I know gets so angry. Like that. I mean, just so angry. Are you an exception to the rule?
I'm not, no.
Okay,
what do you do?
What have you done when you're so mad at someone?
Generally, I end up crying, really.
But I mean, in front of them?
In anger.
Have you ever just lashed out?
I've thrown things.
What? Tell
Not
us story.
At people.
Tell us story. Tell us what you have done.
Generally,
well, she almost killed me one day.
Yeah, that's true. I almost did. I mean, well, it was because he got angry at somebody in traffic and they cut him off, and it was true, but I was mad at the way that he reacted. And so I just kind of started shaking in a corner and
It scared me.
Darting glasses. And isn't that when I dug my fingers like really
deep? Like I tried to hug her and like her nails latched onto me. And this isn't in a good way.
Ah, see, this is one we were talking about last week where when you're that mad. Well, you know, and when you're that angry, but I mean, have you ever physically... I mean, you've thrown things. What have you thrown? What was the situation?
Oh, it's probably chemistry or something.
Well, okay, if you keep saying probably, I'm not going to believe you've ever done this.
I don't remember these instances. I have been
mad at my father.
Apparently.
Enough that I've thrown things.
At him?
No, not at
him. Oh. Wow.
Hey, the chat room wanted it.
And we give the chat room what they want.
We give our faithful listeners, any listener, what they want. All right. So, Ikari in the chat room says, I was so mad I posted on my live journal, then fake suicide using an electric razor. Okay.
Can you guys tell me I'm emo?
Here's the problem. I know what Ikari's doing. I'm calling bullshit on that one, Ikari. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Bullshit.
All right.
That he has a live journal or that he tried to kill himself?
Well, first off, that he has an electric razor. If you've ever met the guy, you know for fucking sure he does not have an electric razor. I am scruffy. He has that shit where, you know, it's the geek beard. Where it's just all thin and wispy and it's not really facial hair. It's sort of like someone cut doll's hair and glued it to your chin. I mean, that's a guy. I know he doesn't have an electric razor.
But he does have a live journal.
E-may.
I like the vocals in this stuff. Like, you know, it's going along, and then you just hear something in the background.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, what? Where'd that come from?
You know, the funny thing is, like, the whole live drill. We should talk about the Facebook fiasco. Facebook. Maybe we'll do that a little later. Oh, you haven't heard?
Nah.
Facebook. Nah. Social engineering for students is what it basically is.
Okay.
Specifically for students. High school, college, Facebook, or... whatever. Well, they made it so now you know exactly what that person is doing as they're doing it.
What?
Which is creeping out a lot of people. But maybe we'll leave that for the forum because we got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We got news from the forum. We have dead celebrity of the week. We haven't had one of those in a while. And, of course, everybody can probably figure out who this dead celebrity is.
Crikey.
You know, I don't know how it's so fucking obvious. But, you know, when you keep sticking your fingers in animals' bums... one of them's bound and determined to give it to you. So I think what we need to do right now, we are going to go do a break. We're going to go ahead and enjoy some different music for a little bit. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
See? That's perfect. Oh, I'm wet. To the music.
Oh,
to the music.
Some of that got on me.
Shop. I have bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. Till one by one, they were gone. Back of face, box in the software. Flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. Red balloons.
it's all over and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was a city. If I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here, and here is a red balloon, I'll think of you, let it go.
Help to turn that on. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chafe.
You can call me Mississippi Red.
Way too many vowels.
Yeah. I think I like Red.
Mississippi
Red. Red. All right,
yeah,
Red.
I like Red. Yeah.
You can call me Red.
Mississippi cool. Red.
And yes, it is.
So the curtain matches the drapes, or the carpet matches the drapes.
Oh, yeah.
By goodness, yes.
Oh. And here I thought it was tile. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with Spank Wagon Radio. Today is Chief's 30th birthday, so we're playing music from his favorite artist in the entire wide world,
Herb Albert,
and the Tijuana Brass.
This crap. It's great, man. I'm throwing the horn.
You know? All right, so we're still waiting for Decaf. I don't know if he's showing today or not. He's
I
like, yeah,
so.
I'll be there.
I hope so.
Well, the door's unlocked this time, so.
He doesn't have to break in this time?
He doesn't have to break it, but he's black. He knows how to do that, so. Don't want to profile
too
much.
We don't worry too much.
What we want to do right now, actually, is we're going to want to go into the Spank Wagon Roundtable. What we're looking for is someone to give us a call. Hey!
Pacifico!
He brought beer.
Wow. Oh, dude.
What a great man servant.
All right. So what we're going to do here, we're going to get settled back down and get back into the Spank Wagon Roundtable as, the black man serves the beer. I'm not, for once I can say I'm not making this up. I'm not profiling or being racist. He really, honest to God, is. He's ripping open the box and he's thirsty.
Tantalizing us.
However, but what's amazing is it isn't Schlitz or it isn't Colt or Rolling Rock or Steel Reserve. You know, it's actually decent.
Benson. not Milwaukee's best.
All right, so you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio. We want you guys to join along with us in the Spank Wagon Roundtable. All you have to do is give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. For those of you who prefer letters, it's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. And if you join us live, we're going to pick a topic, actually, from several that we have, and then we're going to discuss it. So that's the plan, as beers are being served all around for Chief's 30th birthday. So,
ay, ay, ay.
Feliz cumpleaños.
So, what topics do we have here, folks?
Okay, let me see. We got M&Ms too.
Beer and
M&Ms.
Oh,
those pesky pagans! They got a god for everything, even premature ejaculation.
Oh yes, let's talk about the ejaculation story.
Well, this has got to make a lot of high school kids happy. I mean, it really does. Drug could end the despair of premature ejaculation. This is in The Independent.
Okay.
Hope for men affected by one of the commonest and most embarrassing sexual problems has been raised by research showing premature ejaculation can now be treated with a new drug.
Right on.
The drug, I can't even pronounce it, more than...
Deproxetine.
More than tripled, I guess.
Okay, yeah, you saw the B in there as well.
Yeah, yeah. More than tripled the time to ejaculation in men taking the highest dose, as well as improving their sexual satisfaction and that of their partners.
Now, it was effective even for those who suffered the worst symptoms, ejaculating within seconds of penetration.
Whoa.
Damn.
Calm down there, Spanky.
How sad. You're like, I'm getting... Oh. Damn it.
It's okay.
Decaf, you have a lot of experience in this situation. Like,
yeah, you're baby daddy how many times? I got him all
that's, that's African-American for five.
Right. For father, actually. Man, I speak jive.
I speak
jive.
Dude, he just sat down and you've killed him.
I did, man. Holy shit. I've killed an author. Does that make him a martyr? All right.
Yes.
That's funny.
Good evening, Decaf. How you doing?
There is a drug out there for you.
What is that?
Deproxetine. Yeah, deproxetine.
You know, personally, I know a good premature ejaculation drug. Beer.
Baseball.
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 How so?
Think about baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
They went through every sport. Baseball is the best one.
Yeah, really? Slam dunk!
Well, I mean, think about it, though. I mean, all these high school kids out there, they're going to be wanting to get this shit off the street, man.
Seriously, you're going to go, Mommy? Daddy?
No, they're going to get it off the street.
No.
Prematurely ejaculate.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Because they go to Mom and Dad to get the heroin or the pot or anything.
Nowadays they do.
Well, now maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that kid whose mom got arrested in jail now because she was, like, giving all his friends, like, drugs and alcohol and sex with them and
everything. Wait, recently?
Yeah, it was
what state?
No, it was
what
like
state?
A month ago.
Oh, what state? What state was it in?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I want to say California.
Okay, because that we have a work bet going on. I'm in on, and I bet California will be the first state that has someone whose mothers tried to sleep with or teachers tried to sleep with.
Yeah, I think it already happened.
Okay, see, that's good. All right, so is everything okay with your ears there?
Oh, I can't hear shit out of this.
Try another plug and slide up and down the switch.
Oh, yeah, baby.
He's on there with... Again, never mind. So, yeah, the premature ejaculation drug, it belongs to a class of drugs known as SSRI, or selective serotonin... this is a funny word. Rebukate inhibitors. I almost said Bukkake. Bukkake inhibitors.
That enables that's what enables the premature ejaculation.
Yes, Bukkake.
A Bukkake party. Yeah.
So, there you go. Premature ejaculation story. Any comments on that?
Snowballing.
I don't know. Like, growing up, I started having sex and everything. I really don't remember it being like, you know, you stick it in and bam, you're done.
Well, that was because we were also, you know, first timers.
Yeah, you
were. Yeah, you're also nervous. So you're like, oh God, what am I supposed to be doing?
Nervous? Hey, I was like, woohoo! Finally, I'm I was in high school, but yeah, yes. I mean, I was still like,
pulled out. So I get this ugly bitch pregnant.
Just for the record,
9 months later.
What?
I was a mistake baby.
I thought we were looking at me. I'm like,
I thought we were going to learn something new.
We need to tell you.
I'm glad we're getting married now.
Yeah.
I can say it's premature.
Daddy, how come my birthday's sooner than your wedding anniversary?
It's actually something that Red and I have in common. We are both conceived under very extreme circumstances.
Well, if your dad's taking chainsaws up into trees,
I was actually conceived in the back of a VW bus somewhere between Tijuana and the tip of Mexico.
Tell me you're lying.
No, I'm serious. It's true.
Chief. Chief.
Yes.
Tell me you're bullshitting me.
No bullshit, man. I'm serious.
Okay. All right. Right.
But Red was conceived.
VW bus.
Yes.
Everything I've ever known about you and gone, I wonder why. Everything makes sense.
There you go.
You love that, don't you?
It's just, who would have known? Who would have
Red
figured?
Was conceived on a rock at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Quite possibly. There's a couple of conflicting stories.
A rock or what else?
Well, the other one was their best friend's bedroom the night before my dad's last marathon.
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
And you aren't supposed to have sex before a marathon.
Really? Why not?
Too much energy.
Oh, 20 miles.
Not unless you're a fast ejaculator.
Which would you? Could use.
But if you don't, but if you don't have that
stuff,
pill,
yeah.
If you don't take that pill, you're like, gotta go run.
There is no excuse now. Men out there, listen up. There's no excuse anymore. We got drugs.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But you gotta wonder though. You know how? I mean, at this point in their life. At this point in their life, any man who has to take this is probably so emotionally and
psychologically scarred
that they're not going to get a woman even when they take the pill.
No. Mix this pill with Viagra. That's a perfect sex cocktail.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's like
mix a little E in there and you're just like done.
But at this point, like I said, socially scarred. So it's E, Viagra, this drug, this jack-off on time drug, and roofies.
A Bukkake party.
I like Bukkake. All right, so.
Oh, boy.
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
All right, so why don't we move on to the next topic here?
Do you want to do Paris Hilton?
At this point in her life, no.
Yeah, definitely not a VW bus.
Well, I
married
her.
Tijuana.
Paris, she's a drunk. Who knew?
What? Sky green. Oh,
that's like what people say. Oh, did you know Lance from NSYNC was gay?
Oh, yeah, man. Exactly.
I was like, wow.
So yeah,
that's so
Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton a drunk. Lance gay. Yeah. Hmm.
I just have one drink.
Yeah. That's she says.
Well,
she
when
only
you
had
do
one,
weigh, you know, $1.05, well, one drink can probably fuck
one
you
margarita,
hard.
Dude.
And food. She had food.
That is new. We better go to take her to a doctor. It's like Lionel Richie was saying about Nicole Richie. He went to the doctor and he looked at the doctor. Yeah, imagine Lionel Richie looking at you going, doctor, is she anorexic? And the doctor's like, no.
Bullshit. Oh, guess what? The doctor just got in the back of the waiting room.
There you go. There's a little say you, say me. Dancing on the ceiling. Yes,
but if anybody doesn't know, Hilton, the 25-year-old heiress of the Hilton Hotel.
She's only
25? Yeah, she's 25.
So she was drunk.
Was arrested in Hollywood on suspicion of drunk driving. And here's the thing. Like, on suspicion, she failed a field sobriety test.
Good.
That's not suspicion. That's
confirmation.
Yeah. Confirmation.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't really say that until you get him in, because if you refuse the breathalyzer out in, you know, they have to take you in, they have to give it further tests, all that stuff.
See, Mel Gibson was flying right by her on the freeway, said, they got you now, bitch!
Tell that juice off! I'm going to beat Jesus on another film! Passion of the Christ 2!
Apparently, the daughter of rocker Rod Stewart, Kimberly Stewart, was with Miss Hilton at the time.
Interesting. Who? See, this is a problem. This is the problem. When you're famous just for being rich, and these people are flocking to you, they're not even really, I'm the daughter, I'm the son.
I don't know.
Yay for you. Yay for you.
Yay for you.
The question is, does Rod Stewart know?
It really makes you wonder, like, what does Paris Hilton's father, like, think of her? I
probably fucked her twice.
Ooh.
Whoa. And decaf.
Damn.
Hey.
That's hardcore, dude.
It made her sister watch.
Who's worth a billion in my book?
It made her sister watch and say, if you fuck up, this is you, Dad.
How could you not? And you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Is the other sister is the one that's going to end up running all the hotels.
Yeah, definitely.
She's the one doing all the work now. She's actually doing all the work now. Like, damn.
Dude, she's probably, like, has this, like, secret hatred of her sister.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can you imagine 20 years down the road, we're going to hear about it in all the tabloid news and all the other major media about the simple fact that one Hilton sister hates, well, what's her name? I don't know even her name.
I don't have a clue what
there's
her name
Paris
is.
There's Paris and there's,
is it Nicole?
Isn't it Nikki?
Nikki Hilton?
Yeah, I think it's
so,
Nikki.
So Nicole Hilton, Nikki Hilton, whatever. You're going to hear, like, these tabloid, I hate my drunk sister, Nicole. She gets nothing. You know, we're going to read about that.
Yep.
All right. So I better fill in decaf here. Anytime you want to hear Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, I'm your man.
Dude, you got to hear this stuff, man.
Because this is Chief's 30th birthday today.
Yes.
So for his birthday, we are playing music from an artist that he considers better than Elvis.
Better.
Bigger than God. And cooler.
Than me.
Than the Beatles. Anything is cool.
You got to hear this stuff,
well,
man.
Let's hear.
This is the shizzle for Nizzle.
What's the shizzle for Nizzle?
Okay. Here.
Talking?
Holy kazizzle.
I never knew you spoke his language.
I speak jive.
You know, one of these days, the black jokes are going to stop. He's going to get so pissed. I mean, like, look, guys, you know, this has been great and all, but I've written a book that has a vocabulary bigger than you. All right, so Herb Alpert, we're going to play this in honor of Chief's 30th birthday, because he was conceived
in a VW
bus somewhere in Mexico.
Tijuana.
This is awesome. Now, for all of those listeners out there that are in Las Vegas or around Las Vegas or visiting Las Vegas and just happen to be listening to us, you can come out with this Bankwagon crew tonight at the Freakin' Frog at 4600 South Maryland Parkway and watch Chief get drunk.
You gonna come?
Right after the show.
Yeah.
You down?
You don't have to go home to the baby mama, right?
I think I have three places to go, but I'll kick it with you, Chief.
Wow. Wait a minute. Wait, I've seen that look on his face before.
Yeah, but you've also seen that look on Red's face.
Yeah.
She invited me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa!
She has told me how much, you know, Red likes the black cock.
Sexual chocolate.
Wait, no. The last one was only half black, so.
Oh, okay. Wait
only
a minute.
Half black.
She had a woman.
She had a chocolate vanilla squirrel issue.
It looks like a Jell-O frozen yogurt pop. Where's Bill Cosby when you need him?
Problem is, he has a chocolate vanilla swirl too.
It's more like mocha vanilla.
Oh, Jesus.
And actually, yeah, it was more like a chocolate mocha, so.
Oh, look, Herb Alpert. All right. We'll keep the happy music going in the background. Almost, yeah, okay. Well, hey, we're still looking for people to say happy birthday, Chief, because anytime you say happy birthday, we load up the Herb Alpert Tijuana
Dude,
Brass.
Dude, I told you, man. This guy's like the heezy for cheesy.
Also, anytime during the show you want to join in and contribute, we're looking for a couple different things, actually. We're looking for you to tell us a time when you got so damn mad that you like broke shit, threw stuff, or just had a huge fight. We're also looking for people to call us and... what else are we looking for? Oh, yeah, the Roundtable. That number, of course, to give us a call is toll-free, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. For those of you who like numbers, it's 1-866-587-6257. It's toll-free, so you might want to kind of listen in.
Oh, and call in. Hey, do you guys hear the CIA's out of the closet?
Oh, yeah, they got secret.
Yeah.
Admitted to shit.
Like,
George Bush revealed them.
Wow.
Which is like...
That's like your best friend, like, telling
How
everybody, like...
You?
You know what? Yeah, they are.
Straight up.
It really
it's
is.
Like Area
right?
51. Someone come for Area 51. yeah, fuck it. We got aliens. Fuck it. Let's
that
go.
That is going to be the next thing. Like, Bush is just going to come out and be like, you know what? Aliens, they're here.
Yep. New about
global warming. Yeah. It exists.
It exists. No, he'll never admit that.
I know. The GOP.
No. Dick is a killer. That. It's true.
No, but CIA officials relieved that prison, that the secret prisons are out. That... Now, people know about them now. The United States has a history of having secret prisons around the world where we have interrogated and I would have to say... Tortured.
Yeah.
Potential terrorists.
I don't know. Personally, I think... Wow. I personally think the fact that we have the secret prisons is disgusting.
How long have they denied the existence of these things?
The minute we all found that had all those photos were shared online about the prisons that were in Germany.
Oh.
No, we're not talking about Abu Ghraib. Awesome. We're talking about the prisons in Germany. There was prisons in, I want to say, Austria as well. There were prisons over in, basically, Eastern Europe was kind of where they were all mostly at.
Isn't that where we're going?
Yes,
so,
it is.
You know, what's sad is the fact that, you know, these prisons were there. We knew about them. Someone knew about him. Oh, yeah, now we'll admit to him. Eh, come on.
You conspiracy theorists are probably happy.
Happy?
They admitted it. You know?
Yeah, it's great. The conspiracy's out of the closet, you know, as you, if you will, but the simple fact that it has to happen in our country where we go to other countries to build secret prisons or use secret prisons so we don't have to follow our rules.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
What?
That is absolutely disgusting.
Did you really think that our government was more noble than that?
Yeah, I'd like to believe that. I'd like to believe that our government is still has some foundation to it that's moral. I mean, and I mean moral in the sense of, you know, they're going to do the right thing some of the time, but they've blown it.
Well, I mean, in this administration, I mean, obviously anything is allowed in the war on terror.
Right.
As long as it keeps Americans safe, we
but
can
that's
do
just
this.
It. You know, how safe am I? Really. They're okay. They're stopping things they think might happen, but they're not going to stop everything. You know, there's going to be something that happens. There's going to be something that just totally, totally tops 9/11
or
comes really close.
There's somebody out there who can dodge the system.
Exactly. Or think creatively.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Think
yeah.
out of the box.
Oh, we have a call.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, just called in to say happy birthday, Chief.
Hey, it's Gorilla!
No, it isn't. Who is this? Who's calling?
This would be the host. The web host.
The what?
The
web host.
Oh, Mr. Man!
Oh, you sounded like Gorilla for a second, at least to me.
So, Mr. Man, do you think he needs to listen to some more Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass?
Yes.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Mr. Man.
Yes, thank you for a happy birthday there. I appreciate it.
Enjoy yourself and have a few drinks for me.
Oh, I'll have a few drinks for everybody on this continent.
I need help because I can't carry him home myself.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
good luck.
Don't worry.
Good luck. All right, thanks for the call,
trouble.
Mr. Man.
Okay, I have a problem here. Decaf is looking at
hold
me
on,
like he looks at most cheeseburgers.
Yeah, like that.
We're gonna go dancing tonight.
It's gonna be little Asian chicks there too.
All right, there's your about
bang bang. I like
these. Okay, so back to the seriousness. Yes, I did think that the United States could be above that because you read and you learn about all the horrible stuff that, you know, the Soviets did, that, you know, they did in East Germany, that they did in all these other countries, China, North Korea, and then you realize, well, fuck, we really are no better.
Yeah,
we may have a better quality of life in the sense of, hey, look, we can buy stuff and we're material. But
a lot of Western European countries are pretty decent, you know.
I'll agree.
But like during the war, World War II, we're like, well, the Germans are so terrible. Look how they treat the Jews and stuff. But then the Germans turn around and say, look how you treat your, you know.
You're a Japanese citizen.
Citizens, so. black citizens. Yep. Look how you treat everybody in your country.
When we had internment camps for Japanese citizens, what are internment camps? A very nice...
very nice Auschwitz.
Thank you. Without the ovens.
Yes.
Except for
cookies. Sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think we killed any Asians. I think that...
No, they just had to sit there.
Yeah, they had to sit in these camps.
And they took all their property, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All their property.
That's horrible.
It's embarrassing.
But, you know, here again, we're exposing ourselves to the world and to ourselves, and we're learning as maybe a country that, yeah, okay, we're fucked.
Yeah.
We are truly and genuinely fucked.
Yes.
Unless there's a change.
What changes? I mean, I don't see a change in the next presidency. I really don't.
You really don't think so?
No, I don't.
Because, I mean, honestly, I think the GOP's like kind of really fucked themselves in the last 8 years. I really think that they've kind of reached around and castrated themselves.
Yeah, they probably have.
But that dude in Kansas will always vote for him.
That's what I'm afraid of.
That's always happens, though.
So, you know, I mean, that's just one of those things. All right, so why don't we lighten it back up here?
What do you got?
You know, I've got more serious news here.
Well,
of course, which doesn't really fit with our damn show. Let's talk about this movie that actually is coming out.
What is it?
Well, it's a new movie by Mike Judge, the guy behind Office Space, Beavis and Butthead, and King of the Hill.
Is this serious?
It's a comedy, actually. It's a satiristic comedy, if you will. Idiocracy is the new and politically... or damn near basically censored movie from the guy behind Office Space, King of the Hill, and Beavis and Butthead. What it's based on is Idiocracy. A guy goes 500 years in the future after a botched frozen, you know, one of those experiments, and sees that the American, or just the world, is nothing more than a bunch of slack-jawed morons. Very illiterate, very, very tied to brands and manufacturing. Farm fields and everything is going to hell because the simple fact that irrigation systems, instead of being filled with water, are filled with sports drink because someone bought and branded and labeled all the plumbing of the name of the sports drink. That's all people drink. People are all fat, overweight. Very interesting film.
I don't think it's going to happen.
You know, it's hard to say, but it's definitely a different look of dystopia.
I'm glad that somebody's actually making a movie like this. But here's the thing.
It's actually being released by Fox. It's only being released in seven cities, the seven cities. And it's been ready to be released for the past 2 years.
Okay.
But and Fox has been sitting on it and sitting on it.
Waiting for the opportune time.
Wait for it.
They're only releasing it, limited release. They're closing the release after this weekend, and they're never going to talk about it again. They're going to write it off as a failure.
Because they never give it a chance.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's another one of those films. There's a lot of films like that where they just don't give a chance. Oh, yeah.
And they're not, usually really good films.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is the guy who did Office Space. And I know, I think for, at least for me, Office Space is one of those wow, great movies.
Yeah.
I don't watch it all the time because it's so depressing, though.
Because that is your life.
I have worked in those places. I don't now, but I have.
Well, Decaf, you work for an institution very similar to that.
I got my cubicle, yes. And I almost wanted to break down a printer today or a fax machine.
Did you almost put cyanide in the guacamole there, man?
Exactly. So
wow.
It does.
I don't know how. I don't know how you do what you do. I flip out.
And we get in the chat room. Diggs points out, "Oh, geez, if I want liberal pie hole spewing, I'll listen to Subject to Discussion."
Wow.
Well, Diggs, why don't you call and give us a little bit of a counterpoint here, buddy? You know,
isn't that copyrighted?
What, counterpoint? Yeah. Look at counterpoints on the dictionary. Prior usage, done. Enough said.
Wow.
All right, what else do you have?
Well, we could always go on to dead celebrities.
Yeah,
remember?
We can definitely do dead.
Hey, when Osama bin Laden's finally killed, can we do him? Can we put him on dead celebrities?
Sure.
All right. Cool.
Why not? Technically, it fits the bill.
Making her cry.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a time in Spank Wagon Radio where we honor the dead celebrity of the week. This week's dead celebrity, Steve Irwin, environmentalist and star of The Crocodile Hunter. He died Monday after an accident with a stingray near Cairns, Queensland, in Australia. He was 44. Steve Irwin was filming an underwater documentary for his daughter's television show by Port Douglas, Queensland, around 11 a.m. Eastern Australian time when he was struck in the chest by a barb from the stingray. While the stingray barb had penetrated the left side of his chest, the exact cause of death is still officially unknown. A local diver on the scene stated it was possibly cardiac arrest. So we want to say, crikey, I'm dead, to Steve Irwin, our dead celebrity of the week at age 44. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
I'm Red.
Decaf.
And we just want to say, everybody who's in the chat room or listening to us live, we want to say a big hello. Everybody in the podcast, hello. We also have anybody coming off our syndicates. And actually, we got syndicate news, really cool to say. We picked up a brand new syndicate last week. Door from Hell Radio is our new syndicate. Door from Hell.
Dude, I love it.
Damn.
Door from Hell.
It must have been the Robert E. Lee joke that did it.
You know, it probably was. It probably was. So, Door from Hell Radio, those of you listening in from there, welcome. We are Spank Wagon Radio. Chief is gay. And by the way, speaking of Chief.
He is.
Don't choke that.
You really had to do it, didn't you?
But the Chief is gay?
Because Murphy's not here.
I had to.
Someone had to say it.
By the way, since it is Chief's 30th birthday tonight. Yes. At any time, anybody in the chat room wants to hear some Herb Albert and Tijuana Brass, which is Chief's all-time favorite band.
Ever.
Especially now that we've learned that he was conceived in a VW bus somewhere in Mexico. Damn.
You really can't get over that.
I can't get over that. That's just that's so funny.
I think it tops it all. That's great.
Yeah, no, I mean, most people are like, yeah, I'm probably a missionary baby, you know. Mom on bottom, dad on top, woo. You're like, yeah, they were in a bus. I probably was conceived.
Yeah,
I'm sure a few of my cousins are spilled out in a tire, or brothers are spilled in a tire.
Was the bus rolling at the time?
Wheels on the bus
it very
were going
well
round.
May have been.
Were the wheels on the bus going round and round?
Wow.
Just have to ask.
It's that swaying motion, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Roll it through Tijuana.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's, you know.
Oh, Pappy, no.
Here's the thing, though. You're doing this on a... You're getting laid in a VW bus. Are you...
I'm getting created in one, not laid. Well,
no, we're talking about your parents here.
No, I don't want to talk about mommy and daddy that way.
Yeah, we're talking about mommy and daddy. Your mom and dad were probably half-ass stoned, getting asphyxiated off of the fumes in the bus.
There's no half about it.
No, okay. No, there's no
full
half.
Full fucking stoned, getting asphyxiated off of the fumes in the VW bus. Okay, and they're like, yeah, let's have sex. All right. And here you are.
Here I am.
You're a bus baby.
I am.
Nice.
Now, the funny thing is we were over at my parents' house yesterday because they wanted to celebrate my birthday.
As parents usually do.
As parents usually do. And we're sitting around. I had brought over my hookah pipe. I own a hookah pipe, and you know,
for tobacco purposes.
How much is a hookah pipe anyway?
Perfectly legal.
Maybe about
totally
like $7,500. It's not that much. It's pretty cool, you know. So, anyways, so I bring my pipe over. I wanted them to see it, you know, experience the hookah thing.
Look, guys, I'm a druggie like you. I learned it by watching you, Dad.
So we're sitting around, and my parents are like, hey, this is pretty cool. And then we start talking about it. Yeah. So
you might
want to
scrub out the bowl.
Back in the day.
Yeah. So we, of course, go on the drug, you know, tangent. And they find out that Red has never partaken of the herbal greatness.
Well, great.
And so my mother.
Walk up to Spankwagon. You can say pot.
My mother turns over to my fiance and says, oh, we got to get you high.
How about the night before your wedding?
Yeah, they want to take her out the night before we get married and completely get her just smashed.
It's a great way to relax, she says.
Oh, yeah. You'll never want to get married. You're going to be too lazy and too tired.
Feel like, man, why we got to do this?
So, fuck right. The wedding. Let's go home.
Decaf's high right now.
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
Why do you think he brought it in a big bag of M&Ms? I mean,
dude, that's fun size. That's big for you. For you, that's impossible. Oh, do you have more?
Yeah, I got a whole.
Oh shit! Give me some of those.
I think Trencher's a little high right now too.
Fuck that! I like M&Ms. I'm not high. I'm fat. Let's get it right.
Wow.
M&Ms.
Chunky.
Oh.
I love nuts.
Oh boy, what do we got? Decaf, how was your week? Like, tell us a story here, because our host is stuffing his face.
Gorging on M&Ms. Mmm.
He's gonna go throw them up later.
What am I, Paris Hilton?
Maybe.
Oh, I'll talk about my psychology teacher.
All
right, man's about 100 years old, right? But he's so cool. He's been teaching for like 40 years. The first day of class, he said, I'm going to let all the young fucking teachers do the writing assignments. You guys aren't writing shit, right?
Okay.
But then he said, then he started talking about all the other teachers. He's just dogging them for like 2 hours, and then he let us go.
Okay.
Wow.
What class is this again?
Psychology.
And what? At what school?
Community college.
Wow.
You know, I figured this from UNLV. You know, our big university here. You know, that seems a UNLV standard of teaching, but...
But he has all these degrees. He's been teaching all over New York.
He's tenured and he's ready to retire.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it
is. He's angry.
Yep.
He's tenured and he's angry.
He's
burn those bridges.
Yeah, he's tenured and he's ready to retire. He doesn't give a shit about you. He doesn't give a shit about your grades or your degree. He could give a shit less about the faculty. He wants to get his pension, get the fuck out, and go sail a boat.
Have you guys ever had professors like that? I know I have.
Oh, yeah.
I had a philosophy professor. He would come in pissed drunk on whiskey. Like, you could smell this stuff all the way across the class.
Man.
But this guy is, like, one of the smartest guys in the whole university. Like, he has an ethics textbook that's used throughout.
That's written by him.
Written by him and used throughout all the universities in the country. Wow. And he comes in all freaking drunk on whiskey every class. And he would call everybody fucker.
Nice.
Did you go through?
It was awesome.
University?
Yes, I did.
What university was this?
University of San Diego.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That was when you were in the seminary.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah, I've never had a tenured I've had tenured instructors, but never like that. They're all either like really, really, really super rigid or... Well, I'm not going to show up today. If someone could just show up and grab the printouts that I'll have my aide leave, and I'll see you all in a month. And we're like, all right! But, yeah, everybody I've ever had for tenure mostly is a real dick. You know, they want that 400-page essay next week.
Yeah. I think the coolest one I heard was one of my coworkers said his teacher is a political science teacher. In the middle of the semester, he said, okay, guys, I'm running for election, and if everybody want an A, you're gonna help me run my election.
Oh.
And they stopped the assignment, so he had to put out signs, hand out flyers.
Man.
And they all aced the class.
Of course they did. What were they going for? Regents?
I don't know.
Because isn't the state regent an elected position?
Board of regents. Yeah.
Oh, board of regents. I don't know what fit.
University regents basically is what they are.
He said that's the easiest
thing ever. I had a history professor my senior year of college who practically could smoke out of a hole in his throat.
That's awesome.
The man was a chimney. He may have been about 50 or so, but he looked at least 80.
But he and he had the jacket with the patches on the elbows and everything. Or
I think he did actually. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think he also would fall asleep as he was talking to us.
Yeah. I've had one of those.
It was great.
We had one, the guy that was, and this is high school, we had one of those guys, you know, that smoked damn near to the point where he could smoke out of every orifice.
Did he have...
Two in the ear, two in the nose, one in the throat.
Did he have, like, tracheotomies? They talk like this.
No. He was that close, though.
No.
You know, that close.
We were waiting for it.
But this guy was a royal dick. Like, he'd dry his socks in front of a fan that blew across the...
That's awesome.
That blew in the classroom, so we're like, ew. So, like, he'd have one of the students, hey, could you give me some water? Sure. Toilet water all the time, guaranteed, never fail.
Oh, nice.
So, oh, yeah, it was horrible.
Wow.
Horrible.
On the other hand, though, I had an awesome professor who, he was, you know, brand new guy, so, you know, whatever. Mind you, I went to a dry campus, right? So, no drinking, and especially no drinking if you're a faculty member anywhere.
Wait, was this like a,
Baptist college.
Oh, Baptist. Thank you, Baptist college, all right.
So, lo and behold, we go on this trip out. I was in Georgia at the time. We go on a trip into Mississippi with another school.
Uh-oh.
We end up camping and getting pissed drunk around a fire. Most of us are not even legal. And it was great because nobody said a word.
No, they're not going to say a word,
you know, either. He bought all the booze.
There you go. All right. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm noticing the time. We need to start cutting to another break. I want to remind everybody that to continue joining us, we're going to be here at least till the top of the hour. We're looking for your phone calls, 1-866-587-6257. Don't forget, we're going to be wishing Chief a happy birthday by playing music from his favorite artist in all of time, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. But first, we're going to go to a break with our theme music, which is really shitty cover music.
This is awesome.
Hey, we'll be back.
I never die. I got no lights, got size, abusing everything. Run, watch my back. Yeah, I'm back. Back in black. Yeah, I'm back.
We're back.
On the night of the rap. Look at me now, I ain't making my pay. The kind of fish you like, you see how it's going. Cause I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
Back.
Yeah, I'm back.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back. It is a matter of the law.
The law?
The law? What law?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio. Now, you know, something I was noticing, and I was actually sharing with Red here during the break, we have a lot of live listeners today, which is, you know, which is really nice when you get the live listeners who are tuning in and participating.
Note, we're still looking for a little more participation.
Yes. But you guys are participating. So I want to do an experiment, because this always seems to happen whenever Murphy's gone. I can almost guarantee that the podcast numbers are going to be straight through the roof when I check them in a week from now. So we're going to do a quick experiment with the live listeners. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to get everything kind of geared up. And we're gonna go ahead and we're going to call Murphy live on the air, have him just talk, and then see how badly he kills listeners. So I'm dialing right now.
I don't know. I think it's kind of circumstantial.
Well, we're going to find that out, actually. Okay, so we're going to get him on the line. Ringing him now.
Come on, Murphy.
This is Chris.
Hi, hey. Murphy. How's it going?
Oh, my God. You would not believe the clusterfuck that has gone on.
Wait, what did you do?
It's not what I did. The company that I work for, we're a subcontractor, and we work for another company. The company that we work for is huge and has a lot of different companies that do things for them. So basically, I'm there. I'm doing my thing. I'm just kind of – I could only unhook one computer, and then I had to wait for the other people to finish. So I'm sitting in their break room watching an episode of Seinfeld for other people to finish up. I go out to start unhooking other machines, and I see a guy from another company there that does, you know, other work. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just here unhooking some computers. And he said, oh, that's funny. I'm here to do the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah, they double booked vendors for the evening.
Wow.
So yeah. Are you at least getting paid?
I get paid, and we're billing for our time. Luckily for you guys, or I don't know if it's luckily or unluckily, I am just up the street. I'm just at Charleston and Valley View, so I'm on my way to you guys right now.
Okay, well, what we're doing right now is a little experiment, and right now the tally is at -1.
Okay, what's the experiment?
Well, you'll find out when you listen to it in the podcast.
It's not a bad experiment. I honestly think that Trencher's rigging this. Personally.
I'm not rigging this. This is an honest-to-God experiment.
Well, what's the experiment?
You'll find out when you listen to the podcast. Keep talking.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, so how many computers are we talking about over there?
It was only 6 computers. So.
Wait, so you have 2 techs to unhook 6 computers?
No, they only need 1 tech to unhook 6 computers.
But there was
two companies to do it.
Did they not trust you?
No, it's that, we've got this company that's done 8 million of these, and we've got you who's done 1. Why don't you go ahead and go home?
Oh, you got booted, huh?
I got booted, yeah.
Are you going to get paid, though? Are you going to get paid?
Yeah, I get paid. Oh, yeah, my time, I get paid.
Okay,
You know, that's the beauty of being hourly.
Can't beat that. Can't beat that with a stick. All
that's
right.
What counts.
So, all right, well, we'll see you when you get here. So far, it looks like we're only -1, so maybe I was completely
I told
wrong.
You.
All right. Well, we'll find out. All right. Talk to you later, Murph.
All right. See you soon, guys.
Bye.
All
right.
See?
So, you know what? I was wrong. But I just know how it seems to work out is, you know, we were talking about this. We talk about this at the end of every show. How many listeners do we have live? And then we judge and we meter. And then I listen to check out the podcast and do absolutely no math and come up with a really rough number of enough.
Okay.
It works for me.
All right. So, well, here's speaking of numbers, you know, the whole dead celebrities thing.
Anybody have anybody they want to call and prank? Just checking. All right.
So, okay. You know how celebrities, they usually die in threes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've already lost Mr. Crocodile Hunter here.
Yep.
All right. So who's the next two?
I think we actually lost someone who's like someone who drives is a motor sports car racer is how they listed them, but I don't know. I mean, when you that's one thing about dead celebrity of the week is it got so bad for a while. We were losing a celebrity of any stature, like anybody who's been talked about in the news, anybody who's had a TV show, movie, radio show, whatever. I mean, it was so bad. We had someone die literally every single week for almost a year and a half.
Ouch.
So dead celebrity of the week was a bit that lasted solid a year and a half.
Yeah,
if there was a down week, we lied. Like one week we said Johnny Carson had died, freaked out the entire chat room. Because they didn't hear or know anything about it. And then they went all searching and found out, haha, we were, you know, having fun and making a joke. And when he really did die, we just decided to play the hoax dead celebrity again because it was perfectly perfect. It didn't deviate. So, all right. So, let's see what we got going on here. We got a lot of people in the chat room. We have a lot of people listening live. Oh, by the way, +1. We lost a listener in game while he was on the phone, and we gained a listener back.
I think they did it on purpose.
They may have done it on purpose.
Whoever that listener is, call in and tell us you did that on purpose.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, for those of you who like numbers, 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from you because we still have topics on the roundtable, I believe. Anybody else have anything current news? Or
I'd like to make an announcement.
Oh, no.
Announcement. Do you want
dedication to Red.
Uh-oh.
I'm flattered.
Next time she appears on the show, if it's next week or the week after, I will sing the Mississippi State National Anthem.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
You know this.
Does it have to do with
banjos?
No, I
don't.
Oh.
I will learn it for her, though.
Wow. Do they have a state anthem?
Everybody has a state anthem.
Do we have one?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like home is Nevada, home is something.
Home is a little... Yeah.
You don't even live here, you know it.
My mom grew up here.
Oh, okay.
Nevada,
really? I had no idea. I've lived here for almost 30 years.
You have to be awake during school.
Yeah, really.
Oh, wow. It wasn't in Spanish, so I wasn't listening.
I pledge of Valley Giants.
De los Estados Unidos en la República Dominicana. Wait.
You speak better Spanish than he does.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Are you sure you weren't conceived in a VW bus? Just checking.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Whoa, hi-o.
Not particularly, no.
Yeah.
But thanks for the offer.
Oh, my.
That's a question. That's a question to ask my mom tonight. I'll call my mom. Hey,
where
mom,
was I conceived?
Where was I conceived?
She's like, I don't know.
Fucking stork. Oh, really? Yes.
It's got to be one of five guys.
Okay. One of five. It's like you got to spin the fucking lottery. All
must have been Jose.
Jose.
Oh,
well,
shit.
What do you got flowing around that blood
it's
there,
like the
DK?
Fucking, it's like the fucking wheel. We got a call. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Okay, I admit I did it on purpose.
Oh, hey! Hey! Yeah! So, who's calling here?
This is This is Jimmy Diggs, the man, the myth, the wannabe minority. No, the guy who runs LV Rocks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Even worse, I was considering booting every listener.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Oh,
but
no.
I decided I didn't want to do that.
You know what? I would have shit myself in laughter. That would have been funny.
We would have been laughing. We would have been laughing at 8 o'clock.
What'd you say, Jimmy?
It would have gone to a goose egg on you.
Oh, I would have been like, what the fuck?
I think you should have done it. I
probably should have, but you know... Syndicates, I don't know where they're listening from, which server they're relaying from.
Yeah, well, you know, and you would bump all the syndicates. As a matter of fact, we know, only one thing we do know is the Juke, one of our syndicates, is having a yard party playing Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. You know, that is awesome. When you hit that, and we're a fucking talk show, and we're being played at a yard party. So to everybody at that yard party, I want to inform you right now, Juke shared with me an email yesterday. He rubbed his nuts all over your drinks. Just want to make
whoa.
Sure.
Whoa. I think you just killed the yard party, man.
I think I just killed the yard party.
Wow. See, that's awesome. See, I called it. I said they did it on purpose.
Very well
and,
done.
Hey. Like that. That's awesome.
But see, it's Jimmy. He doesn't like listening to Spankwagon anyway because we're lefty pinkos.
I got to say, I haven't got to listen recently, but I miss it, man.
Oh. Hey, you know, I hear you're going to need some spots filled for Daily Noise.
Really?
Yes. Something about your venerable co-host disappearing for a couple weeks?
Oh, that's correct. Yes, as a matter of fact. Geez, I almost forgot all about that. Wow.
I can understand why.
It's hard to tell when he's there sometimes anyway. So.
Oh.
Wow.
So you wouldn't mind me crashing in on a Friday, would you?
We'd love to have you sitting in, man.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so go ahead and pitch a couple of your sites, and we're going to let you off the phone.
Say again?
Pitch a couple of websites, and you know.
DailyNoise.com, man. That's the big one.
All right. And, of course, the studio itself.
Well, you know. I don't want to overdo it.
Fucking overdo it.
That's what radio's all about.
Pussy. All right. So.
Watch as our listeners now go down to zero.
Microphones turned off. The lights turned off and shit.
It's like you forgot to pay the bill. You know, but I got to laugh. Because the studio, we love the studio. Although, I have to laugh my ass off, is we have the worst luck with anything water-related. Last summer, we lost our fucking plumbing outside, and we had no water. This summer, at the end of this summer now, we have a toilet that's broken. So it's like, you know, I got to fucking
piss. Do we know who broke the toilet?
Someone fat, I bet. Someone really fucking fat.
That's fucked up.
Dude, that's a small room, man. Nobody.
Oh, I came back only last week.
Decaf.
Too much of
it. What the heck did you drop in there?
Giant fucking turd and crash. All right, so yeah, that was Jimmy Diggs on the phone. That was funny.
Wait, so we're being listened to at a yard party.
We're being listened
I want to hear from the yard party.
Well, Juke said that he wasn't going to be able to chat much because he was at a yard party, which it means, you know, it's a laptop sitting in a window. Okay, we're going to go low tech on this one. It's like, you know, he took the fan out of the window to put the laptop up there. So, Diggs says, I'm not going to promote LVRocks.com when you air on other stations, man. Oh, come on. You always have to pimp out the site we're from. All right. So, looks like Murph showed up, but we're not going to bother setting up a mic for him. We did a little experiment. I'll tell you right now. The experiment was because today we have about 12 to 13 listeners on our live end, on our localized stream here. We wanted to see how many would drop the minute you started talking.
we only lost one,
but it was intentional. So just want to point that out. So, all right. We didn't get any requests. Murphy, are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, because you got the Bluetooth I'm a fag thing in your ear.
My little Bluetooth thing puts his to shame.
Why does it always be a goddamn competition with you? Yeah, I'm better than you, and yet I can't afford to fix my car.
Because he's white. There's always competition.
Man.
That's what they drive on.
They want to beat you. Beat the black man. All right. Jimmy says, I'll tell you who broke the toilet. Drunk motherfuckers ignore the no drinking in studio rule. Question is, which one?
Yeah.
Hide your beers now!
What beer?
Salud.
Juke says, by the way, no, the laptop's sitting in the downspout drain. Your ass climbed up to the roof to put... Oh, geez. You fucking climbed up to your roof to put your laptop up? That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
All right, unless he says drain, so maybe it's the part down on the ground. I don't know. So here's what we got going on for Chief. Since it is his 30th birthday today, we're playing music from his all-time favorite band ever. No. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Everybody sitting in front of me just got stupid.
Wow.
So, all right. You're back with Spank Wagon Radio. We just had to do that time to get Murphy here situated.
Dude, you seem a little...
pissed.
I'm just mad at work. Just mad at work, you know?
Why? You got paid?
I know, but I just feel that maybe...
It was a principle.
The person who was running the project on our end kind of gave up a little early on it and could have fought a little harder, and we probably could have done the job tonight and the job tomorrow. So rather than making the company making money, we're not making anywhere near what we could have made for this tonight. So,
okay. Well, we're glad you at least here
for
your
fault.
I know. I'm gunning for the Team Player of the Year award at work, and it seems to be working, apparently.
That's right.
You mean, no. His idea of being team player means doing everything I can to not get fired.
No, no, it's more than that. I mean,
that
I'm
was
still
the old Murphy.
In other words, he's not throwing silica packets.
Yeah, I'm not tossing silica packets. Oh, no, you know, man. I'm still the same asshole that I was. I just find different ways to vent it now.
Diggs Wait, he out, stopped eating those.
Diggs
right?
points out that the music killed more listeners than Murphy, or he bets it. Actually, no, it did not. So,
and I'd just like to point out to Jimmy, we don't ignore the rule of no alcohol in the studio. We see it, we acknowledge it.
We just blatantly ignore it.
Yeah. No, it's just
yeah. But here's the difference, though. You guys only have like a couple beers. Some people come into the studio and they've got like one of those big like tubs of gin, and they're just like
with a straw,
or worse yet, they just take a funnel. They don't even do a show. They just come here, take the funnel, shove it down their throat, and just start pouring this.
You know, that's
down.
A show I'd be interested
yeah,
in.
What
though.
Day is yeah, that? Yeah.
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday nights.
I think it's Wednesday.
You know, I put a show idea out to Jimmy. He never got back to me yet either, my beer and baseball idea, which I
well,
thought
would
be great.
Well, I think the beer part now explains why he ignored you.
Yeah, well.
he was the listener that quit listening when you were on the phone.
Oh, well. Wow, I'm just not popular with anybody who runs any sort of station, apparently, huh?
No. So, all right, we are here again, Spank Wagon Radio. We got the full studio in effect. Of course, we have Murphy joining us after working overtime at the massage parlor. Providing
hey, people
happy
need
endings,
a happy ending.
Providing happy endings to everyone. Today is Chief's 30th birthday.
Happy birthday,
so everybody
Pato.
Say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Feliz cumpleaños.
I just learned today he was conceived in a VW bus somewhere
yeah.
in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
See, he knows.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
He was there.
I've seen the 8mm.
You've seen the 8mm.
Whoa! Yeah, well, here's
Wait,
the
Wait, it was a snuff film?
Oh.
Snuff.
Well, there well, were black leather hoods involved.
Ooh.
And Chief's dad does have a thing for Nazis, so.
Interesting.
It's kind of hard to explain.
No, it's not.
No, yeah. It's not. It's.
There's
yeah.
not much about your father that's dude, hard
my,
to explain.
Dude, my mom and dad want to get red high.
What?
They want to get her high.
Da, 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 da.
I was going to get married to a man named Chief.
Until I got high.
All right.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah, Juke, okay, says, well, Juke says when he comes out to Vegas, I'll be bringing my cooler full of beer. No, you won't. No, that shit will get... I'm sorry, sir. You cannot bring beer in an airplane. Oh, yeah, we got to confiscate the whole thing. Don't be so cheap next time, bastard.
Wow.
Just saying.
Now, speaking of videos, though, I mean, how soon are we looking at until the Crocodile Hunter's death gets put on
Crikey!
The internet?
You
I mean,
know,
because
I
it's on video. I mean, the video shows the guy pulling well, that spike out of his chest.
Look, it's
I mean?
Going to be a two-hour-long special from Discovery Channel. The first hour and 45 minutes are going to be a lead-up to this of Steve's life and all the people from all over the Discovery Channel
the
saying,
the fact
oh,
that he hung his baby over a crocodile.
Yeah, it'll be a retrospective of his life, his career. Then it'll be 10 minutes of warning and then 2 minutes of footage, and then the rest will be... be reaction from, you know, like Larry King and shit like that. You know, that's what they're doing. You know, when they, because this footage will come out. It will come out. Because honestly, if you look at Steve Irwin, he would want the footage to come out. He really would. Just because it shows, you know, you don't fuck with a stingray.
Well, you know, it's funny too, because I remember that Visa commercial that he was doing a couple years ago where he had like, got bitten by a snake and he was like, crikey. And he just falls over, you know? Yep. So, I mean, he has that self depreciating humor. About him, so why not?
You know what's killing me about this, though, is now every news station is doing the manta ray watch. They're just trying to bring fear and panic to everyone about these goddamn things.
It's impossible.
No. It is possible. In the entire course of recorded human history, 18. There is an exact number for how many people have been killed.
I know this
by
number.
By stingrays.
Wait. Everybody in the chat room right now, make your guess.
Well, there is that 30-second delay.
Yes, we'll deal with the 30-second delay while we're doing the 30-second delay. Everybody in the chat room, throw a number up of how many people have died from stingrays.
Except for my wife, because she knows the number as well.
Yes. Decaf, how many do you think have died ever?
18, because Carla told me.
18. Wait, okay, so let me... Decaf is 18. All right, Red.
15.
Murphy, you're excluded from this. Chief?
Cinco.
Five.
Immigration.
Yes. Look a little Matthew
we
McConaughey.
We need Espanol like to farm boy translator.
Dig says three.
Okay, so Dig says three.
BNM says two in Australia.
Studio Troll says 4.
Yep, Studio Troll.
So, you okay. So, we're waiting here. Anybody else in the chat room will give you a couple. Oh, Casper says 12. So, we got the 12. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, how many people have died from a stingray in all of recorded fucking history?
Carla was wrong, including Steve Irwin at 17.
Ah.
So there you go. Yeah. 17. That's, so the closest, of course, was decaf.
But he was cheating because someone had told him.
Yes.
Because he told her.
Yeah, well, I told her husband and he told her. But okay. Yeah, 17. 17 people throughout all of recorded history have been killed by stingrays.
You know, and now they're going to try to make this animal feared. Okay, you know what?
Well, it's just like shark attacks. There's been like less than 100 shark attacks throughout all of human history that have actually killed someone.
Does this mean that they're going to be talking, they're going to have Stingray Week now on Discovery Channel?
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Fucking stingrays. Why does my gas price keep going up? Stingrays in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Well, did you see that gas prices are, oil's down to $66 a barrel now.
Not
thanks
here.
To the new.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah. Thanks to Paris Hilton's arrest, actually, is where we're attributing that.
No more petroleum for that
stank. Whoa.
All right. So, yeah, I was talking to Claude about it. He goes, how much is gas in Vegas? I'm like, $2.89. He goes, bitches, $2.60.
What? You know, this is sad where we're excited that gas prices being $2.60.
I paid $2.53 in Arizona the other day.
Oh, come on.
God.
We have all been brainwashed to accept.
Accept what
when
we get.
When it goes down from $3 to $2.90, you get fucking happy. That's how sad
it is. It's horribly sad.
When you put as much gas in your car as I do, that 10 cents kind of adds up, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Just a random birthday moment for Chief.
I don't even have headsets on and I can hear it.
Happy birthday, Mr. Chief.
Whoa, no more of that.
That just creeps me right now.
Stop looking at me like I'm a cheeseburger.
Actually, I think he'd be looking at you like you're
a molly. So, boy, yeah.
Admit it, you like the cock, don't you?
Now, guys, don't forget, Monday will be Gorilla's birthday.
Yeah, Monday, Gorilla turns 30.
Turns 30, yep. Yeah.
So,
shortly after that is Mia and you, too, Hunter Wrench.
Yep, yeah. Definitely coming up on that one really soon.
When you turn 30?
In October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, you old fuckers, ugly. I turn 30 next year, baby.
Oh, should
it's
I add
coming
you?
Up, motherfucker.
I had you pegged at 47. Fuck.
Yeah,
he's
too.
Got the cholesterol of a 47-year-old.
Oh,
anyway.
There you go. Sex drive of an 80-year-old man.
I'm Viagra.
No, but
with the premature ejaculation.
Oh, yeah, dude. Murphy, we have the story for you, man.
Juke says in where he is in Kansas, 232. Fuck.
We're just getting ass raped out here, dude.
Fucked.
232 at Kansas?
Wow.
That's when I'm glad I fill up like once a month.
I guess I'll paint my skin.
Because you drive
Kansas.
Like 10 feet a day.
No. 8 miles.
Oh,
that's what I drive, but I don't know. Maybe it's more my more aggressive driving style.
Could be your desperate need to gun it off the line.
I do it all the time. I cannot stop. Like today, I took the duster out. Had to get it smogged, got to get the plates on and everything. Every light. I even tried being nice and gentle off the accelerator. I went so fast, I blew my speedometer cable out in the dash. So now I hear it rattling in the dash. I thought I lost a belt. So I'm like, get down. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm going to crash because I can't turn my steering wheel because the fucking speedometer cable's spinning tied up on it. That's my fucking luck.
Wow.
Just saying.
Okay, I'm a little disconcerted here. I'm browsing the news headlines, and I just recently got a TB test because it's required.
You recently just got a TB?
Yes, well, a TB test, tuberculosis test.
Oh, TB.
And so I'm looking through the news here, and here's a headline from allafrica.com. Extreme TB, tuberculosis bug, prompts call for rapid action. Apparently, there's an outbreak of tuberculosis in South Africa's southern eastern KwaZulu-Natal province.
Will fucking a virgin get rid of it?
Maybe. but it's caused by a strain of the disease that resists almost all forms of treatment.
Yay! Rock on.
We're all going to die anyway.
What the hell?
Did you guys cover the 11-year-old gangbang girl?
No. What was
I sent you the link for this. Well, this came out the other day.
You probably sent it at 4:30 when I was already on my way here.
Probably. A 11-year-old got gangbanged by, I think, about 20 or so guys between the ages of, like, 15 and 17. And then there was a 40-year-old. I love it. Yeah, no, I didn't see you there. But apparently all of this was being directed by a 16-year-old girl that was sitting there in the room telling the guys what to do. The girl said she gave oral to most of them and had sex with quite a few of them, including the 40-year-old guy. Wait, though, this is one of those neener, neener, neener moments. Guess what she's got?
VD.
She's got the HIV.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, her mom, 11-year-old?
Her mom had it. Her mom had it and passed it on to her when she was born. Her mom died of AIDS a couple years ago. So now,
surprise! And on that heartwarming news,
wow.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon.
Okay, again,
suck
everybody.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. We got a bunch of people we have to thank for playing along in the chat room. A big thank you to Diggs, BNM, Casper, Chris 1019, Digital Diva, Double E, Jelly, The Juke, Turpman. To everybody in the chat room listening, Mad Bra!
Suckers.
We got a bunch of other people we need to thank. Of course, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for allowing us to play in their studio and bitch about their broken-ass toilet. I also want to say a big hello and welcome to Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Hosts Radio Network, Lips 106, all of our wonderful syndicates.
Hi, Brad.
Yeah, we didn't do anything with Brad today.
Yeah, I have something special planned for Brad.
All right. They may be off the air now permanently. We don't know yet.
What did you do?
Nothing. I don't know. So, hey, here's one thing. If you missed the show, want to listen to it again, or want someone else to listen to Spankwagon.
Or if you're a host that had to go and work tonight.
Yes, podcasts.lvrocks.com is where we're hosted our podcast at. Of course, you can also check out the Spankwagon archive, all of which are on our website, spankwagon.net.
Don't forget to go to vitalpodcast.com and vote for us. The link is on our website.
Yay, us. All right, ladies and gentlemen. No way. Juke points out, performact.com.
Oh, exactly.
Don't forget that. All right, I've been your host, Trencher.
Decaf.
Red.
Chief.
And the late comer Murphy.
Everybody have a great night. We will talk to you again next week.
Retards out.